You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 385, talking about the draft, some things we expected, and then compare that to the reality of what actually happened. Randall's here as well, and we might have some recruiting news. Randall, is there any updates with recruiting?
There's been guys visiting. Some guys have narrowed down their lists and have Notre Dame in their top four picks. The coaches have been out visiting all the guys. They've been traveling. As soon as spring practice was over, the Blue Guild game was over with, they were basically out the door, ready to start recruiting again. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer. I mean, basically you had the guys that want to make up their mind before they play. They'll be committing in the next couple months here, which it isn't that long, actually, until the football season starts. And then you have guys that'll wait till after the season. So, yeah, the coaches are out on the road trying to get guys to commit.
All right, let's talk about the NFL draft. Oh, and
I want to throw this in with recruiting. The quarterback coach, Western Kentucky, left Notre Dame. Mike Sanford. They are supposed, which I think it's split up with all his assistant coaches, but they're going to every high school in Kentucky.
Hold it.
And if you follow...
During the season or during
the
summer?
No, right now. Okay. During the next couple of weeks.
How many high schools are there?
I didn't go back and check. I was going to check before we started the podcast. I forgot about it. But they have it split up for different coaches. You know, they have a couple counties, and so they have, you know, time to go. But they want to get their face out there and let guys know that they're serious about this. And so,
well, they're probably Louisville's who they're competing with.
And Kentucky. Kentucky has been doing better in recruiting last couple of years.
But it's not like they're going against an Ohio State as that goes.
When you get to a school like Western Kentucky, you're going to have a lot more in-state guys come to your school. And so that, you know, Notre Dame, we've kind of been talking about that on the forums as far as Notre Dame's recruiting. You know, they're getting out, if they get a couple guys out in the West Coast and, you know, where they rank in each state as far as the amount of commits they get. I mean, you get into some of the local, like Ohio State, LSU gets the most in-state talent out of any school in the country, I think. I mean, it's ridiculous the percentage of guys that come from their state. But there's actually not – Notre Dame can't do that because there's not that many guys that could even come to Notre Dame, could get in at Notre Dame.
Well, there's not that much talent in Indiana either.
No. So –
okay,
it's just an interesting strategy.
That is. Let's talk about the draft. And Randall, you had been saying now for the last couple weeks that there's no way, you don't think DeShone Kizer goes in the first round on the first day. I was telling you that I do think he'll go. There's no way he'll go to draft night without a guarantee from a team that he's going to be selected on that first night in the first round. But he didn't. He wasn't picked. In fact, as the draft was going on Friday and in round two, I wasn't sure if he was going to get drafted in the second round, but he did finally get drafted with pick number 20 in the second round. And of course, I mean, you guys all know, he's going to the Browns, the 52nd overall pick. And the Browns had quite a few picks before picking DeShone Kizer. I think this was their fourth pick, right?
Yeah. And I hate seeing him go to the Browns. It's basically where quarterbacks go to have their careers die. I mean, they have gone through so many quarterbacks. Whenever I think of the quarterback that's there for the Browns, it's that guy's jersey that has like the 20-some quarterbacks' names on the back. I mean, it's hanging off the bottom of the jersey with all the names. He just crosses it out and then adds another label underneath.
And in their defense, Solon mentioned in the forum that they have switched ownership in 2012. So, and they have been, it seems like they have been doing a better job as far as drafting.
I mean, I was impressed. Before, they always take
whatever the hot name seems to be.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. But what is their quarterback situation like right now?
Well, it's kind of interesting because Well, I'll just tell you, it's Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, Brock Osweiler, and now DeShone Kizer. So three of those guys played against each other in college. Kizer played against Kevin Hogan and Cody Kessler.
And they just, Osweiler, they just acquired this offseason.
Hang on, now I'm doubting myself. What year was Kevin Hogan at Stanford?
I was thinking it was 2015. I thought he was still there.
Yeah. But he played against Brady Quinn. Sean Kizer played against Cody Kessler at USC in 2015. Notre Dame actually won that game. And then they would play the Stanford. But here you have these three young guys that played against each other in college. So, yeah. The thing is, I think DeShone Kizer needs to have some time. Like, I think a good situation for him would have been, like, the Cardinals. Or, you know, there's even talk of him going to the Steelers because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger has, I don't know what his, you think he still has quite a bit of time, playing time left, but there was rumors out there that he would retire.
Well, and he's been battling injuries too the last while.
But he said that he's coming back this year. So, you know, there's a guy that where he could go in and, you know, sit behind a quarterback, get some experience. Well, here with the Browns, I mean, they said he's going to have a chance to compete right away. So,
yeah, I'm curious to follow this. I'm not very optimistic that this is going to work out for DeShone Kizer.
But they did make some good decisions. The Browns did as far as trying. Their defense is getting better, and they didn't just take the hot name. So I guess we'll wait and see. But you got to be depressed. You can't tell me that when you have that sinking feeling when you know you've been drafted by.
I'm sure DeShone's excited about it. I mean, he wouldn't let on if he's not. I mean, if that were the case.
Yeah.
Okay, the other player that was drafted into the NFL, Isaac Rochelle, was drafted in the seventh round with the seventh pick, the 225th pick overall to the Chargers. And those are the only two guys that were drafted. Cole Luke did not get drafted. Some other guys who we thought might get drafted, or there was at least a handful of guys that had declared, were James Onuwalu, Jerron Jones, and Tarian Fulston. Now, a couple, and I got Scott Daly as well. A few of those did sign with teams. Do you have that in front of you, Randall?
Well, start with Isaac Rochelle. Just want to point out, he was at his draft party, obviously, but he was at the point of giving up, and they said he was ready to go home, lead the party when he got the call that he was getting drafted. So that'd be, I don't know. He was probably down, and then things changed pretty quickly there. But he is actually the 15th Notre Dame player that the Chargers have drafted, so they kind of got a thing going. And they also picked up James Onuwalu since then. So James Onuwalu seemed to have quite a bit of interest from different teams, and he wanted to go to the Chargers, and they have a pretty young linebacker group, and Manti Te'o isn't there anymore. And so, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if he talked to Manti Te'o before he joined the Chargers or not. But James Onuwalu did go to the Chargers, and then Jerron Jones was with the Giants, and he did sign with them. So he's there with Romeo Okorah, and Romeo Okorah. Obviously, they give guys a chance. You know, you don't have to be a first round pick to get a chance to compete there. So if Jerron Jones can suddenly decides to start working at being a good football player, I mean, he has a lot of talent. It's just, I think the thing that kept him from getting drafted was just his work ethic.
Yeah,
and taking plays off.
Jerron Jones has more raw talent than Isaac Rochelle, Sheldon Day, and yet those two guys did get drafted, and he didn't.
Yeah. Then Cole Luke, I don't think he signed. He joined the Panthers, at least getting a tryout there, but I don't know how good his chances are with the Panthers. And then Scott Daly got a tryout with the Bears. And I guess their long snapper, only has a year or two left on his contract, so that might be a spot. I mean, if he can, he's a guy that's good enough. I think if he can just find a team, I don't think teams go through a lot of long snappers. I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying.
Does every team even have a dedicated long snapper?
Oh, I'm guessing they do. I don't know about the NFL. I honestly don't. But I'm saying if they do, it's a guy that'll probably stick around, like, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not like a running back that's just there for 2 years or 3 years, whatever, and then moves on. It's probably more like a kicker. Like, there's a group of long snappers, and it's hard to get into that. This is just kind of my theory.
No, I think you're right. Although I'm not convinced every team actually has a long snapper. I think sometimes it might just be converted wide receiver or something.
By the way, I did look. Kevin Hogan did play against Notre Dame 2015, so okay. Same year as Cody Kessler. But back to the guys.
Tarion Folston, he hasn't...
As at this point, Folston, Sebastian, and you could maybe add Chase Hounshell to that group, aren't with any team. And I guess I'm not surprised about Sebastian. I don't know how you can expect... He hardly played at Cal. And then
hardly played at Notre Dame.
And I don't know how you expect to make an NFL roster if you can't even get on the field at Notre Dame. Chase Hounshell.
And part of that, too, is that I mean he was always suffering with injuries.
Yeah, yeah. So you can never really tell. But it's weird to me how Folston left early. He had another year left.
Well, he wasn't going to play. He wasn't going to play at Notre Dame. He would have had a transfer, and
he would have got some playing time.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yes, he would have.
Just out of merit.
No,
he's not the same caliber of athlete as what you have with Josh Adams.
He got out on the field over Dexter Williams
last year,
and then you got a guy in Tony Jones that doesn't even. He's really good, but he hasn't been out on the field at all. He would have got some carries. Maybe it would have been two a game, but he would have still got carries.
He would have got as many carries as...
what I'm saying is he would get... His chances were better at Notre Dame.
Josh Anderson.
His chances were better at Notre Dame than the NFL draft. If he knew he didn't have a chance at Notre Dame, there's no way he's going to make it in the NFL.
He should have transferred if he wanted to keep his dream alive of going into the NFL. Well, maybe he'll go to the Canadian Football League. That's where I think... Well, go ahead.
I have no idea, but my theory would be that he might be at that point where
he's ready to just move on.
If he doesn't get a chance with the team, he'll just move on.
Yeah, he was.
There has to be something. I mean, yeah. Some other guys that have had connections with Notre Dame that are kind of interesting to follow. Elijah Hood was a running back that was committed to Notre Dame for a while, then ended up going to North Carolina. He was drafted by the Raiders in the 7th round. So he has a chance to play with, and I'm totally blanking, Seahawks running back that's coming back from retirement.
The beast mode.
Yeah. And, man, my memory is failing me. I didn't think I was that old, but, so I don't know. We'll see how he does it. But then another guy, Eddie Vanderdose, if you remember, he was committed to Notre Dame, and actually signed with Notre Dame, and before he even showed up on campus, he left or transferred to UCLA, even though he had to sit out for a year. So, I don't know. He got drafted by the Raiders, round 3, pick 24. So, third round pick. Then another guy was Alex Anzalone. He was also a linebacker that had been committed to Notre Dame, and then I kind of forget the situation. It was the last minute he decided to go to Florida. He was kind of back and forth, and he was drafted in the 3rd round and went to the Saints. So he'll be joining the linebacker group that has Manti Te'o in it. So those are just a couple names out there that kind of interesting to see where they went. Just some other notes from the draft. The one guy that went to the Jets in the 1st round Anyways, went to the Jets in the first round. Jamal Adams out of LSU. They during the draft, they were talking about how he, when he was 10, he made a bet with his dad that if he was drafted before him, which I forget when it was it the second round? I don't remember exactly. He would, his dad would have to pay him $50,000. And he got drafted before his dad. He made this bet when he was 10, so who knows if his dad will pay up or not. He'll probably end up paying his dad.
So his dad also, did his dad have a long career in the NFL?
No, I don't think so. But he, I mean, he was drafted and a 10-year-old making that bet. So, Adoree Jackson is going to go against Will Fuller twice a year. So that's something to, they
who,
did it.
Who drafted Adoree?
The Titans.
Okay.
And with Will Fuller against the Texans, I mean, we watched that matchup, how Fuller ran away from him in the USC game. So now, who knows, maybe people get the chance to see that twice a year. The only other crazy thing about the draft is obviously the Bears trade. I think they're the new Browns of the draft, so... I don't know. Did you even watch the draft, any of it?
Yeah, I actually watched quite a bit of it.
I did the first night, and then...
The first and second round, I watched a good portion of it.
Yeah. Well, Kaiser, did you see his suit coat that he wore? Which Matt Freeman...
Yeah, it's on his social media.
But he didn't even get a chance to wear that out onto the stage.
And that was the
Jack Links.
The Jack Links. I forget what the brand name even is. Is it called...
The actual suit? Or yeah. The Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah. He had a Sasquatch on the inside. Anyways, he was actually one of five guys that were there for the first round that didn't get drafted. So he wasn't the only one. And I'm surprised, you know, other years they always talk about this one guy that's still sitting there.
They didn't talk about him at all.
They didn't talk about him. It was like he didn't exist.
Yeah.
Which is surprising that it's a Notre Dame player.
They probably got a lot of flack for doing it because Johnny Manziel is the one I remember in particular, and he did get drafted.
Well, Brady Quinn, they did it as well.
I don't remember Brady as much.
And they both got drafted in the first round.
But they were, always going back to him throughout the early part of the draft early part of the round. Okay, that's all I've got. Randall, anything from you?
If you're already thinking about next year's draft, there's already some mock drafts out there, and one of them had McGlinchey and Nelson as first rounders and Jerry Tillery as a second rounder, which if you remember,
if they all play up to their potential, then definitely I can see
a year ago the mock drafts for this latest draft had Corey Robinson going in the first round. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously,
which he didn't even play.
A lot can happen.
I don't think that Robinson was a first-round wide receiver talent, but he didn't play.
Well, these guys have to have good years. I mean, there's been talk of McGlinchey and Nelson being potential first-round picks, but they've got to step up their game. Tillery definitely has to step up his game to be a second-round pick next year.
If you guys want to recap Notre Dame spring game, we have a couple articles on the website, irishsportstalk.net by Solon, where he had three different parts just recapping his thoughts on the spring game, so check that out. Join the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. It is free. You can join or start a conversation over there if you want to. And if you have thoughts or questions, hit us up on social media. We are on Twitter at Irish Sports Talk, and we're also on Facebook and Instagram as well. So that's all I've got. Randall, anything from you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.